for your mind, your body, and your soul.
Yes, crew, a very warm welcome along. As each and every single one of you, I hope by now know, it's me, Melvo Baptiste. This, the Glitterbox Radio Show. We're blasting off a brand new week. Today we welcome Alan Dixon onto the radio show, talking about his brand new record and some other influential moments for him since he's been part of the Glitterbox family. But today we blast off with this one for a very good reason. 1 week on Sunday, Anne Nesby makes her debut at Glitterbox. We're doing everything we can at the moment to line up an interview for next week's radio show. But in the meantime, let's sit with this one. The Sounds of Blackness, the Frankie Knuckles remix of The Pressure. Welcome along.
The pressure.
Yeah.
Melville Baptiste on the Glitterbox Radio Show.
Lonely, now it's not a problem. Lonely, such a lonely. Now we smile about on the head. Cause my
Y'all better make some
motherfucking noise before we turn this shit off. Out on my love. Yeah, new music for you on the Glitterbox Radio Show. Con, Bessie Madonna, Daniel Wilson, Count on My Love. I like this. I'm going to continue playing this one on the radio show. Before this one, you heard the voice of Jocelyn Brown. That's How Good Your Love Is. And yes, maybe getting slightly ahead of myself, but we're trying our very best to arrange an interview with Anne Nesby ahead of next week's radio show, ahead of her debut for us at High Ibiza. But yeah, this coming Sunday, Barbara Tucker, David Morales, Floorplan, Girls of the Internet, Jada G, Melon Bomb, myself, Seamus Haji, Sonny Chiba, the Brothers Maklovich and the Shapeshifters. Sundays at High are simply iconic. Right, as mentioned, couple of records time. We'll be talking to Alan Dixon. Before we do that, let's take things right down and play you this one. I've always adored this rework. Big shout to The Reflex on Michael Jackson's Rock With You. We'll be right back. Dixon, Glitterbox Radio Show, making his debut. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, mate. How are you?
I'm amazing, mate. For the benefit of the people who are listening to this, I'm actually fortunate enough to be looking at Alan right now because we're on a Zoom call. He has a lovely tan. Where are you right now?
I'm in Tulum in Mexico, mate. I've hit my second colour of red for the year. It's all going really well. I'm hoping for a good peel when I get home. I'm sure it'll be great.
Well, mate, the hair has lovely streaks of blonde. The cheeks are perfectly tanned at the moment. You are a true superstar DJ now. There's so many different points we could kick this conversation off with. Naturally, yes, you have a brand new single on Glitterbox that we want to talk about a bit later. But the thing I want to kick off with is people will see you operating and moving around the DJ world in different genres and different lanes. Yes, you can come and rock a party at Glitterbox, or as you mentioned, Pikes with Melon Bomb. You can also do kind of music shows. What's your kind of story? How did you end up in this position where you can navigate your way through kind of different pockets of the industry and of the genres?
It just happened organically, I guess. I was playing house and disco sound for years. Like, you know, my background was playing like a Masters at Work type sound, and then I just got into producing music and different things, and I released obviously with Glitterbox, and then I started releasing on Gerd Janssen's Running Back Records, which was really good for me because it really opened me up to a new audience. And then off the back of a few releases, Adam Port from Kind of Music just randomly got in touch with me on Instagram and was like, oh, you know, I like what you're doing, your music all sounds really valid, even the stuff he wouldn't play, he was like, I can tell it's produced well, maybe we should think about making a record. So then we ended up making one called Forms of Love, which did about as well as you could hope something like that would do. And it was like a real game changer for me. And now I just try to keep maneuvering up my way around and trying to do everything I love. You know, I like variety on a night out. I like variety in music. I don't want to hear just one genre all night. So I like that when I'm producing as well, like when I'm making music.
100%. And going back on what you said, if I can quote Paul Chubble Anderson, he said that I'm a dance DJ. Don't try and pigeonhole me. I play dance music. Right, pretty shortly, we will play your brand new single, forthcoming on Glitterbox. Before we do that, I was going to kick off and ask you about your first release, your first single on Glitterbox a few years back now. But the first record from you that we really kind of drilled on the radio show was your remix of Hi-Fi Sean, of course, Soup Dragons, and I'm Free. How did that even come about?
I was DJing at a club night in London called Savage, where Hi-Fi Sean was also one of the residents, and that's where I first met him. And I think I just randomly messaged him on Instagram or Facebook or something, just saying, oh, is there any chance you could we could do something and remix, like using the vocals? And I thought he just wouldn't have it in a million years. He just came back, I was like, yeah, no worries, I'll send you the parts over. And I was like, oh, sound really good. Why is it not always that easy? So he sent over the parts. I did the remix with Andy Yamhu, who owns Midnight Riot Records, which is where we released it. You know, he got the approval of the rest of the guys in the Soup Dragons, and we put it out. And, it was really good, really fun, happy kind of summer, good feel kind of track, really.
Honey!
now you're tuned in to the Glitterbox Radio Show. You're with me, Melvo Baptiste, and we're live in conversation with a beautifully tanned and the hair looking wonderfully sparkly looking Alan Dixon right now. You just heard Alan's mix of Soup Dragons and I'm Free. The next record that I want to play was your first single, I believe, on Glitterbox. It's a record that had remixes from, I think, Dirty Channels, I think Mike Dunn at the time. It's a record that Honey Dijon still, even in Croatia 3 weeks ago, opened up her set with. It was Bless Me Today.
Oh, wicked. I didn't realise she played it still.
Yeah, amazing. Opens up so many of her sets with it. Talk to me a little bit about the record and just about the kind of feedback and response you had to it once it was out.
Yeah, really good tune. I mean, the sample came from my friend Tony Rossano, the chauffeur, who makes a lot of edits, and he had the Sambi intro, it's basically just the intro from the record. And then when it kicks in, it's really slow. So we just got a section, looped it up. Again, it was originally released on Midnight Riot Records. And then Luke Solomon heard Eli Escobar playing it in New York, and he went over to him and said, "Oh, what's this tune?" Blah, blah, blah. I don't know, it's Alan Dixon. I knew Luke, so he just emailed me. He was like, "Oh, do you want to put it out on Glitterbox?" So I was like, "Yeah, that's amazing, obviously." And, you know, the response is great. It's just, like you say, it is perfect for opening sets. Like, if I play at Glitterbox, I think every time I play at Glitterbox, I've used it as my opening track. It always works. You've got a big introduction. It slams when it kicks in. Always, you know, just a feel-good, hands-in-the-air kind of vibe, which is, you know, still works really well.
Yeah!
once again, Alan Dixon blessed me today right here on the Glitterbox Radio Show. My gosh, I love this record. I'm going to ask you next, again, we will play your new single after this one. Before we play the new one, you've played for us many times, I've played alongside you many times, and you get a feel for what the Glitterbox crew love on the dance floor. If there was one record for you that kind of epitomizes your set at Glitterbox, and I know it's a hard question, what would it be?
Yeah, it is a hard question, but there's one track that's been like a go-to track for me, you know, for over 20 years now, and it's Underground Ministries featuring Kenny Bobby and I Shall Not Be Moved. It's just one of the best gospel house records you'll ever hear. It's just got so much energy, it's got so much positivity, it's so happy. It still sounds amazing even when you play it now. I don't know why it's not more of a famous record. I mean, the heads will know it, but maybe, you know, the main crowd won't necessarily know it, but it always works all the time. It's such a fantastic record. Everyone should listen to it. It's amazing.
Again, house and gospel music at its finest. We're joined by Alan Dixon on today's radio show. Alan, we've got one more record to go today, and I think it's time we talk about your brand new single.
Yeah, Nothing But Happiness, brand new out on Glitterbox again. Just wanted to really try and capture the same energy that was in I Shall Not Be Moved, trying to make some big, happy, sing-along kind of vibe. And that was really what I was going for. And, you know, I've got some great feedback on it. Francois Kerr very kindly emailed Seamus Haji a few weeks ago and just said when he played it, it was like he just couldn't match the energy that was in the track. And it was like one of the best things anyone could have said. Because to someone like him to say that he just thought it had a great energy, and it just means the world, it really does.
Joining us today, you can catch Alan at High Ibiza in a couple of weeks. Also joining us across a number of dates in Q4 and Q1 of next year, amazing DJ, and yeah, one of those humans who can just skate so many different lanes. You just heard Alan Dixon, Nothing But Happiness, and right now we're going to get you into this one, the Full Intention mix of Black Connection and Give Me Rhythm.
Glitterbox, a disco high.
Yeah. yeah. I feel something coming across the room, girl. I wanna lay it down, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel the love Jones coming down. Oh.
The beach stage. I played this one and it's just emotional. I've always loved it. Big shout out Sandy Rivera. I was with Sandy the weekend just gone out in Montenegro. Big shouts to all the crew at Dolcinium, an amazing club, an amazing venue. You heard Come Into My Room featuring LT Brown. And we've got two or three more to play you on today's radio show, but we thought we'd squeeze this one in. We're fast approaching the time it would be Notting Hill Carnival, which was an important time for me and the family sound system, Norman Jay's Good Times. And this one was always a classic on the corner of Southern and West Row in Ladbroke Grove. Eddie Kendricks and He's a Friend.
Don't you need a friend? Don't you need a friend?
Yeah. of the town.
He's a friend of mine.
When I was down and out.
He's a friend of mine.
You are listening to the Glitterbox Radio Show.
Time for today, Donna Washington, First Things First. I love this. Played this just recently out in Montenegro. Amazing record. Big shout Art of Tones for your rework. We got one more to play you today. I'll of course be back on your radio, same time, same place. But right now I leave you on this, Spirit of Love and the Power of Your Love. Enjoy and I'll see you next week.